Hello, everyone. We are back for another episode. Thank you for choosing to listen to another episode of the Tamara Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. So before I get into this episode, I just really want to say how much fun, or let you guys know how much fun I have recording these episodes. I enjoy sharing what I have learned, you know, so far about life and about pursuing dreams and what that really means. I will never understand, you know, and I've heard people say this, that they don't give the backstory of, you know, what they experienced to get to a certain point of their life. And I get, you know, everyone has a right to say or talk about their personal experiences, and they have a right to choose whether or not they want to share that with other people or not. But I am one who believes that you don't experience any difficulty or challenges to keep that to yourself. There is no way that I am not going to share any of my challenges or difficulties. I'm going to share those because I want to make sure that people understand that, you know, I don't believe that you have to just keep experiencing challenges and difficulties over and over and over again. So if my challenges and difficulties can allow a person to maybe skip about 10 steps, then yes, I'm sharing it all. So I really do. And when I say I enjoy sharing what I've learned so far about this life and about pursuing dreams and what that really means, I really mean that. And so I just want to throw this side note in there too, and just remind you that we never have to pursue anything when we understand that we are channels. We're channels for God's imagination, for Source's imagination, for the universe's imagination. Again, that depends on whatever word that you feel comfortable using, because I believe when I hear the word pursue, to me, that implies hustle, grinding, working to the bone, all of which I've done. And it does not feel good, which ties into what I want to talk about today. But before I actually get into the episode, I want to go back to emphasizing how I feel about this podcast. You know, I also want to remind all of you listeners to let me know what your takeaways are. Let me know if there is anything that I say, not in just this episode, but even the past episodes. So I started this podcast. I can't believe that it's already been 2 months. I started this February 22nd of this year. And so let me know if there's anything that I say during this episode or past episodes that you would like to have me elaborate on or explain more. 9 times out of 10, it's probably included in the list of podcast episode ideas that I have, but please feel free to share those with me. And you can do that a few ways. You can do that by leaving me a comment on any of the episodes, and or you can also send me an email to info@tamuinc.com. That is my email. I do use it for business, but I will be the one to respond. So please feel free to reach out to me at any time. I'm going to take a sip of water real quick. Also, another point that I want to make is this. I chose to reserve this content specifically for a podcast rather than just using social media. Okay. To me, podcasts are more intimate. because when someone comes to a podcast, they've made a conscious effort to choose that particular podcast, that particular episode. Whereas we know with social media, there's not a lot of thought put into what we see. What shows up is what shows up. And then we just keep scrolling. And I think, you know, you can, according to your settings, you can set your account to show, you know, favorites in your news feed, whatever. But at the end of the day, you just keep scrolling. So, but with a podcast, I feel like people listen with intent. They listen with intent, and they listen with a purpose. It's either because they're, you know, you're looking for, or you just need some empowerment for that day. You want to just listen to something inspirational while you're working out, driving, or even working. So I said all that to say is with the podcast, I feel like people listen with intent, which is why I chose podcasting as an episode to deliver this content. Also, if you listen to the episode from last week already, you'll hear me say that was my first time actually recording a video of the podcast. I enjoyed doing that, but I'm still toying with the idea of recording video consistently and coupling that with an opportunity for all of you to be able to engage with live comments and questions. I'm still not sure how I want to go about doing that, because my main goal is to really maintain the intimacy of this podcast and the episodes and the content. I don't know. I know I don't want to make videos and just blast them on social media. That is not the move. Absolutely not. But I just wanted to keep you posted on that going forward. Also, please feel free to let me know what you think about that. Would you like to see video? How would you like to access the video? So I also want to say too that getting into today's episode, I started this podcast because I was really feeling a push to speak more, to use my voice more, while at the same time really embracing and accepting the power that my own words have in my own life. I am still confident that our words create things. I know that our words create things. So know this, you've got your vision in front of you, whether you have written it down, whether you have it on a spreadsheet, on your computer, however you have it displayed for you to see. Every time you view that, you are reminding yourself, you're reminding your intellect of your true essence, your true being. You're reminding your intellect of what your soul came here to experience. What you experience is tied into what comes out of your mouth. What comes out of your mouth is attached to whatever belief system that has been running your life up to this very moment. All right. The words that flow out of our mouth, it's attached to how we feel. Even how you're feeling right at this moment has been created from a stream of beliefs created by your words. Those string of beliefs, again, are tied into how you feel. Hence, they are tied into what you do or what you don't do. It is a domino effect. And I am being redundant on purpose by saying that my aim with everything I do, everything I create, every product I create, is to empower and to remind all of us to embrace the audacity of our goals, okay? To embrace the audacity of our visions and to accept the power of our voices to create the lives that we desire, okay? This transcends us into new levels of possibility. And I should say possibilities, plural, okay? which is why we have to address our feelings. Okay. So getting into the meat of today's podcast, I want to ask this question. Do you know that you can become addicted to feeling uncomfortable? You can become addicted to expecting for things to be hard, expecting for things to be difficult. You can become addicted to not having enough, whether that is enough money, enough love, enough confidence, enough, you fill in the blank. You can also get used to things not working out. What do I mean by all of that? So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to use two different examples to illustrate how important it is for us to address our feelings when it comes to us using our throat chakra, okay, using our voice to speak our visions into being, all right? My goal is not to convince you that that is what we came here to do. If you believe it, wonderful. If you don't, that's wonderful too. But this podcast episode, this entire podcast is for those of us that know that we carry an innate power to create the life that we want to live. And it is time for us to start using our voice. So I'm going to use two examples to illustrate why it's important for us to address our feelings and really tap into how we're feeling at every single moment. Well, not every single moment, but just to check in with ourselves, I know that, you know, we get, you know, on our day-to-day, you know, we're doing things, you know, we are taking action on certain things. We're taking action on our goals. You know, some of you may have children, you're picking up kids from school, you know, you're doing things throughout the day, you're living throughout the day. So sometimes we don't give ourselves a few seconds just to say, how am I feeling right now? So we owe that to ourselves to do that. So let me get into these two examples to illustrate that. So one of the arms, I'll call it, of my company, Iconic by Temu Luxury Art Collective. And also, side note, I will say that on the very last episode from last week, I do break down a little bit of what Iconic by Temu Luxury Art Collective is. So let me stay on task here. So one of the arms of my company is apparel. And the unfolding of it has been like something I would not have been able to guess at all. The unfolding has not followed a business plan. It has certainly not followed a specific strategy either. And I have been given, I'm calling them opportunities after opportunities to experiment with different models and the way that I want to deliver my apparel to customers. Part of that has involved me completely putting that arm of the business on hold for some time. But during that time, I realized that the reason why my apparel was not striking a chord was because I had gotten used to being disappointed from the no's that I was getting, people telling me no, no, no. I realized that I'd gotten used to just working and working and working and working hard, not sleeping, and still not seeing the results that I thought should come out of all the work that I was putting in. Then it got to the point where people would ask me about my apparel business And I would always lead, almost started to sound like a robot. I would always lead in with, oh, you know, it's so hard. You know, it's so much hard work. I've sacrificed a lot. Until I realized the way that I was answering was not feeling good to me. I thought, wait a minute, I am the one perpetuating these so-called non-results that I was getting, because yes, I was putting in the work, but I was working with those underlying set of beliefs. I was working with the addiction to feeling uncomfortable, the addiction that feeling that it had to be difficult. The work became a chore. You know, there's maybe some things, you know, that even with the things that you love, there may be a few of those little things that you would prefer not to do. But even with the parts that I loved, all of it became a chore. So how did I even come to that? How did I realize all of that? When I started to design the way I really desired my entire business to be, and not just my business, but my life, the way that I desired it to be, not the way that I thought that my business should look, or the way that I thought that my life should look, or what I thought I should want, I wrote out the vision again, this time with no filter. Okay. Then what I started doing, I started to say them out loud. And then what was interesting is that I realized I was struggling to say the words. I was struggling to speak my own desires out loud to myself. To myself. Why? Because to speak my desires out loud, that meant I had to let go of those limiting beliefs, that the journey to step into more had to feel and be hard, that it had to feel and be difficult, that it had to feel and be uncomfortable, that it had to be riddled with huge sacrifices. I could not wrap my head around the fact that stepping into a higher vision can actually happen with ease, and that life in general can actually be dominated by ease. It can be dominated by comfort. It can be dominated by luxury. Why? Number one, because I deserve it. And number two, because why not? If we know that there's difficulty, the polar opposite has to exist. Okay, that's actually physics, all right? So that's why it's important for us to strengthen our throat chakras, because your voice reveals how you truly feel. So I want to get into the next illustration. Let's talk about money for a second. So let's say part of your vision and your dream, and I'm going to get really specific here because I feel like being as specific as I possibly can is going to drive home this point that I'm making here. So let's say a part of that bigger vision is that you want to start bringing in, on average, I'm going to use an even number here. On average, you want to start bringing in $100K a month. I want you to think about that. Hey, perhaps if you're listening to this podcast, you may be at that point already. But let's say for those of you that are not, you have a goal to start bringing in on average $100K a month. That figure will support the lifestyle that you want. Let's say that figure is going to allow you to pay off not just, you know, your mortgage, but perhaps your parents' mortgage, perhaps your siblings' mortgage. It would allow you to take advantage of more investment opportunities. it'll allow you to experience a life of just random travel. Travel that you don't have to plan. You just get up one day and decide that you want to go eat lunch in Paris just because you feel like it. It'll allow you to be the philanthropist that you know that you were put here to be. So you've got that dollar amount that's listed. You can see it on paper, but when you say it, how does it feel? Does it feel like it's too much? Do you actually feel uncomfortable to say, I can see myself, I accept that I can bring in, that I can live a life where I can create 100K per month in my life? Are you feeling uncomfortable? Are you feeling like it's too much? Why? Let me tell you why. Because you've allowed yourself to get used to the feeling of doing something unpleasant to make more. Or you've gotten used to just making it, or having just enough, or being resourceful, or cutting back. Those cliche phrases, you know, these cliche phrases, I wish most of them we could just like throw away. I think we mean well when we say them, but they are not helping us. Those cliche phrases I've used as well. What that does, it creates a set of limiting beliefs that first, creating money has to be difficult, and that you don't have what it takes, and that you won't be guided to create systems in your life that will allow you to circulate that kind of income into your life continuously and with ease, because you have gotten addicted to just making it. And that's why you were able to write it out on paper, but to say it is like, because you are not used to that feeling. Now there may be some people that may disagree, but let me tell you this. If I had to choose between, being uncomfortable making, I'm just going to throw this out there, making $3,000 a month to $100K a month, I'm going to choose the $100K with being uncomfortable or working hard, whatever. That's what I'm going to choose, okay? So check your feelings. Why are you feeling that way? Why is it so hard for you to speak exactly what you want? 9 times out of 10 is because what's written on paper, and with you speaking that is going to disrupt that set of limiting beliefs and those feelings that you have gotten yourself addicted to, that is causing a block for you to step into that higher vision that you have for yourself. Because remember this, the vision that you have, it came from somewhere. You didn't just wake up one day. I'm talking about those visions that you can't stop thinking about, the visions that you wake up with, you go to sleep with. Those visions came from somewhere. You didn't just wake up and decide what you want your life to look like. The vision has been a part of you. The vision, it's supposed to be what your intellect would consider too big. It's supposed to be what your ego would consider big or too much. But guess what? You arrived here on this planet with treasures. And those treasures are found in your dreams. They are found in your visions to be lived fully on this earth with purpose. You have to allow your voice to present to you another option. Let your voice present to you another way to feel that does not include discomfort, frustration, or unsurety. Let your voice reveal to you how you really feel about your visions and what limiting beliefs need to be exposed so that you can move forward. so that you can stop telling yourself, I don't know what to do next. Those limiting beliefs and feelings, and I just said this, are blocking you from receiving guidance on the next right action, which is going to propel you into that next level of existence that your soul is waiting for you to embrace. All right. So let's take a sip on that. Let me take a sip of my water. So check your feelings. What feelings are you addicted to? What feelings are you addicted to? Just ask yourself that question. And remember to check in with yourself. Remember to check in with yourself. And just do this. That's just a self, but that is a self-care thing. It's part of self-care to check in with your feelings. So I know that this podcast episode was a little longer. However, don't forget, remember, leave me a comment. Let me know your takeaways or send me an email, info@tamawink.com. And thank you for listening so much. I appreciate you listeners for tuning in. And until next time, cheers to you.